And the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken. Then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Welcome back to Eco Talk, and we're going to move from sprawl and being stuck in your car to walking and pedaling your way around the Earth. Quite a contrast. Stevie Smith is joining me in studio. He's the author of a book called Pedaling to Hawaii, A Human-Powered Odyssey, and that it is. He's now a Buddhist priest and ferryman. He's a former environmental consultant who conceived of the expedition to circumnavigate the globe under human power. That trip is now called Expedition 360. He has lectured to audiences in the UK, Spain, France, Portugal, Australia, the US, and Canada. And when not traveling, he lives in Devon, England. And he tells me that when he was on author's tour on a bike in Manhattan recently, you had one of your worst accidents, including when your trip around the world. So sorry about your arm. I hope you're okay.
Yeah, you can go halfway around the world without a scratch. And 10 miles in Manhattan will do it.
You dropped a chain in the spoke. Would think an experienced peddler like you would know not to do that, but I guess Stuff happens. Okay, let's get to the exciting part. First, take us back to when you were an environmental technocrat, maybe a bureaucrat, consultant, and you were feeling like this just wasn't going to make a difference. And you were interestingly working, and this is how many years ago when you first conceived the idea?
15 years ago.
You were working on measuring fuel emissions. What would it be like by 2010, I believe?
That's right, yeah.
In terms of global warming. So
that's right.
Is that what made you do this human-powered odyssey?
Well, I've always been hugely interested in environmental concerns, and of course, my job was to look at what global warming would look like by the year 2015, I think it was. And so, it was an interesting job, but nonetheless, I was still working behind
Clearly
the desk.
Clearly, not interesting enough.
Not interesting enough. I wanted real adventure.
So you came up with this idea to pedal and walk around the world because you are such an expert at biking and hiking, right?
Actually, I was blissfully ignorant of what lay ahead. I was and had no experience at all in this, so it was all new.
Ignorance is what fueled you.
Yeah, that's right. Ignorance is the mother of adventure, apparently.
And you found someone crazy enough to do it with you?
Yes, I found an old college buddy who was willing to give it a go with me. Yes, Jason.
Okay, give us some highlights. There's a whole fabulous book here. I urge you to read it. I'm just reading the first part, and I'm already hooked. It took a couple of years to plan this, and you didn't want to do the 10-year trip. You wanted to condense it, so you were a little bit more motivated to speed things up?
Yeah.
As much as you can speed up walking and pedaling around the world.
Well, to be honest with you, I thought it would take 3 years, and that was 12 years ago, and it's still not finished.
You're still on your journey. What was involved in raising money and getting a boat built, and then tell us about the trip?
Yeah, it was the main thing that we needed was a boat that would take us using human power across the oceans. And I'd heard of rowing before across oceans. It's been done for many years. But we were lucky to come across a naval architect who wanted to design for us the world's first two-man ocean-going pedal boat.
Mm. And you began the trip when, and it ended when, and how?
It began in 1994, July, from the Greenwich Meridian, and going west around the world, I cycled and pedal boated and walked from London to Hawaii, and then decided to stop and write the book.
So what was it like when you actually began this journey?
It was a huge relief after 3 years of building this special pedal-powered boat, and setting out on the adventure was like a huge taste of freedom, finally.
So you're saying pedaling and walking around the Earth was the easy part?
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds strange,
you are nuts.
But it's true.
What was the worst moment? What was the best?
The worst moment was capsizing mid-ocean and in a big storm and getting thrown out of the boat, and then just very luckily managing to survive by having my foot caught in a rope, which kept me alongside the boat.
Wow. Tell us how big this boat is. It was specially designed just for this trip.
This is a 26-foot by 5-foot boat. It's like a big kayak with a roof on it, built of wood and weighing nearly 1,000 pounds. And surprisingly, you can pedal it with just two legs, and it'll go about walking speed.
Was that the only time it was capsized?
That's just the one time. Yeah.
That was a bad storm?
Yeah.
Did you think you were going to be saying goodbye?
I was pretty convinced that was it for me, yeah. And especially because of the lack of sleep, I had these weird dark thoughts going through my head and hallucinations and things like that. So
did that happen often when you're out there watching, you know, day after day, just nothing but water in the sky and the horizon?
Most difficult thing, much more hard than physically pedaling, is actually getting over the mental thing of not having any stimulus, and your brain starts to make stuff up.
And you say writing the book was actually harder than the actual trip? Took as long?
Writing the book was tough, yeah. It was a big journey in itself.
And you said it, but there's some similarities. It takes a lot of solitude, a lot of discipline, and a lot of time.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's you have to enjoy the process as well.
And why did you want to write about it? What have you learned that you want to share with us?
Well, it's...
besides that it's possible, which is... You broke a few records, I should say.
Yeah, it's obviously a great motivational piece for anybody who wants to follow their own dreams. You know, it gives them... It begs the question, you know, if these two bumbling Brits who had no experience or money or anything like that can do all this, then, you know, what can't I do?
I just got to the part where you nearly set yourself on fire the first time you made a campfire. You must have learned a lot.
Oh, yeah, I was completely green, completely innocent, had no experience at all of any of it, camping, the sea, completely...
What did you see going around as much of the planet as you did environmentally that either... concerned you or inspired you, gave you hope? Maybe it's in the people you met, who I'm sure asked you why you were doing this many times.
Sure, yeah. I mean, the great thing is that people are pretty much the same everywhere. We've all got a sense of humor, and we want to be happy, and we want to have our kids grow up to a healthy environment. And we met so many people in many different countries, and because we weren't funded, we weren't sponsored, it was all very much a low budget affair, and so we got to live very close to the earth as well, and experience every geography and every climate and every civilization that we came across.
So you did this all on human power. Do you hope that that will inspire people to not fly places, not drive as many places? What's the practical take-home lesson from your incredible feat? Pun intended, I guess.
Yeah, I think I think realistically, people will continue, obviously, to use the technology we have. We have to keep on working and living our lives. But I think that it does help people to do more for themselves, maybe walk a little more, maybe cycle a little more. And there's so much more that's possible than gives people a little extra incentive, I think, to get out there and do something.
And if you knew how difficult and long a journey it would be, would you have done it again?
Absolutely, it was a totally enjoyable thing, and so it didn't feel like work. It didn't feel like just day by day. It was just a nice way to live.
And what's next? I dare ask.
Well, I'm doing a book tour for Pedaling to Hawaii, going up to Eugene next, and Seattle and Portland, and I'm hoping that Pedaling to Hawaii will do well in the shops.
I hope so too. And it's a great read if you want to pick up a story about an incredible true adventure. It is called Pedaling to Hawaii, a human-powered odyssey, written by Stevie Smith with a foreword from the Dalai Lama. He liked what you did.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. Be safe. Be